This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry. Thank you so much for listening. Remember January 20th? It was 6 months ago today, and that means we're now 6 months in from the inauguration of President Donald Trump. It's been a rough start for the new administration. President Trump enters the second half of his first year with an ever-deepening probe into his campaign ties to Russia. He's been unable to get Republicans to agree on health care. His travel ban was hampered and slowed by the courts. And on Wednesday, Carrier announced 300 layoffs. That's a symbolic blow, since those were jobs the president personally intervened to protect. The president's approval rating, at last look, was 37%, according to the Gallup poll. Political analysts call that underwater, and it's a bad place to be. In a few minutes, we'll talk about how Democrats are handling the Trump era. But the president's overall unpopularity does not translate with many of his fellow Republicans. They see success in the confirmation of Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, a rising stock market, and they applaud a rollback in regulations and a confrontation with parts of the news media.
My name's Steve. I'm from the heart of Timber Country, Oregon. I'm 50 years old. I'm pleased with Trump's progress, considering the obstacles the Republican Congress and a hostile media have thrown his way. Regulations are being slashed, and the stock market is soaring.
Cheryl St. Germain from Marco Island, Florida. President Trump, I'm going positive with this first 6 months. I feel he has been extremely diligent. His personality is strong and aggressive, but it seems to be damaging his image.
Kevin Loney, Manchester, New Hampshire. As you know, I'm a salesman from Manchester. I cover quite a few states, and all in all, the businesses are very happy. People are glad he's there. The mood is upbeat, and people are buying equipment. I'm not crazy about his tweets, but the media is beating on him 24/7. This Russian thing, who was at the meeting, who wasn't, I don't care. I want a little more action. I need more stuff done, but I continue to support him and give him some latitude.
Voices there from you, our Takeaway listeners who support President Trump. We turn now to Robert Leonard. He's news director for Central Iowa radio stations KNIA and KRLS. He's from Marion County in Iowa, where 62% of voters backed President Trump in the election. That's twice as many as voted for Hillary Clinton. And he's been writing about how conservatives there see the new president. Robert Leonard, welcome.
Hi, Todd. Glad to be here.
Well, you've been talking to lots of voters in your community, writing about them, talking to them. Give me a sense of how Marion, Iowa, and its voters feel about Donald Trump and why they so overwhelmingly voted for him.
Well, of course, there's a variety of opinions amongst conservatives, but in general, they're standing strong behind President Trump. You have to remember that whenever they think about anything that President Trump does, they contrast it to what a President Hillary Clinton would have done. And they view the whatever Trump is doing, good or bad, media perceptions, public perceptions, whatever, it would be better than the disastrous presidency that Hillary Clinton would have brought.
So that's the primary metric 6 months in. When you look at things like I mentioned, 37% approval, which from a perch looks dismal, that's not quite the calculation in Marion.
No. We ran a poll at the radio station the other day last week after the Donald Trump Jr. emails came out. And we asked people, if the election were held today, would you change your vote? And almost no Republicans changed, and no Democrats did, of course. Everybody's standing strong for who they voted for.
What are some specific things that conservatives in your community and who listen to your stations say when you ask them about Trump?
Well, some people wish he wouldn't tweet so much. Some people wish that he would be more presidential. Some people, though, like him just the way he is, challenging the media. They love him as a disruptive force, and they still are talking about that they like that disruptive part of him because, in part, the establishment Republican Party tried to shove Jeb Bush down their throats, and so they're happy to have Trump around. More fundamentally, it's not so much about Trump for everybody. It's about the Republican brand and how they characterize the Democratic Party. I had somebody tell me the other day that Democrats stand against everything the middle-class, hardworking person stands for: God, country, family, and freedom. And so in an environment where that's their perceptions of Democrats, it could pretty much be anybody in there, like Grover Norquist has said, we need to, all we need is a president that can use a pen. If that's all Trump is doing, they think he's doing a great job.
Well, that's really interesting because I think you're getting at some questions of identity, Robert, and I wanted to talk to you about that. You know, there's this sense in Washington, way away in Washington, among the very political and media elite, whether in politics or covering it, that with Donald Trump, policy in a lot of ways doesn't matter. Even sometimes that the truth doesn't matter to voters. Things like 3 to 5 million people voted illegally. That's not true. I have nothing to do with Russia. That's not true. His business interests definitely did. That none of this matters because Donald Trump to many is about identity, whether it's cultural identity, whether it's sticking it to the media, sticking it to Washington. In some cases, it may have racial components. It's a mixture. Everyone's different. But one comes away with a sense that in an unprecedented way, for some, individual pieces of policy matter much less than what Donald Trump represents to them.
Yes, it matters much less than all of the what they would say trivial things about his personality, his tweets, that's just irrelevant. They're not even paying attention to them because what they want is the media to pay attention to their successes, to Trump's successes. And the media isn't portraying his successes. The Gorsuch appointment, brilliant success to conservatives. The climate change, the dismantling of the EPA, regulations going away. All of this is a major positive thing for them that Democrats, you know, they don't see it that way and they don't look at it from a rural conservative perspective.
Robert, let's talk about Russia because it is remarkable to me and I wonder if it's remarkable to you. You know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, if I had told you that a president would openly acknowledge firing the FBI director because he wouldn't drop an investigation, or that the president's son acknowledged in an email that he was meeting with Russians because they were helping the campaign, I would have thought that conservatives would consider that downright traitorous. We're not in that place.
Right. And I anticipate that I would have thought the next thing, the next word you would have mentioned to me would have been impeachment.
Right. And I take it that voters in Marion aren't anywhere close to that.
No, they're not. They think this is all a media witch hunt. They want him just left alone. And they don't understand. A friend said to me the other day, why is the media trying to bring down our duly elected president? I don't understand. Why are they doing that?
Robert Leonard, we're talking to a couple of people in a minute who are struggling with what Democrats should do and say in their party other than Donald Trump is bad and he drives us crazy. How do you think they could reach voters in Marion, Iowa? And if conservatives in Marion are out of reach for Democrats, what about statewide? Barack Obama won Iowa twice and Hillary Clinton didn't even come close.
There's a lot of Christians, a lot of Christian pastors that I've talked to on the left that are getting angrier and angrier. They don't see anything Christ-like in how the poor are treated, how they're denigrated. They don't see anything Christ-like in the border wall and all of the dying refugees. And that Christian left is starting to get more vocal and trying to say things. And so to me, this is a battle over the soul of Christianity and a battle over perhaps the soul of much of America.
A view from the heart of Donald Trump country in Marion, Iowa. Robert Leonard, news director for Central Iowa Radio, KNIA and KRLS. Robert Leonard, thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.